You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin Edges audio courtesy of Bally Sports Great Lakes, Guardians AL Central champions. Postseason starts next Friday here at Progressive Field. Good seats still available. Go on over there. 4-2-0 hits.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a bump now for the end of the season, knowing that you are now rooting for not a team that you hope wins the division and hope goes to the playoffs. They've won it. It's over. It's amazing that they've been able to pull this off.
You also have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As of right now, they play Seattle next week at Progressive Field.
Yes. Kind of doing tea leaf stuff.
Huh.
The Rays have a really hard last week. If I know the Astros have clinched and kind of run away, and if they choose to play good baseball, the Rays are here, and then Houston, and then Boston. The Mariners have the Rangers, the A's, and the Tigers. And it's a half-game difference between them right now.
Okay. So it could be a little bit different. So right now we pencil in Seattle. Next Friday, Saturday, Sunday would be October 7th, 8th, and 9th. 9th if needed. TBA if needed. Coming up next Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Seattle. 216-578-0092. Are you back on board? Looking at the tweets brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Because the question was asked flat out, all right, you had time. And the Guardians were nicer about it. We were a little bit more heavy-handed about it. The Guardians were like, hey, come on over to the ballpark. We'll open up the gates. Everything will be nice. It's the grand old game. Come on in. Stop on by. See some baseball. Because in years past, I ain't gonna lie to you, the Indian social media account and some of the stuff was like, you need to get your ass to the ballpark and support your team, damn it. And then they changed their name, and it was like, hey, come on by. We're fun. We're a fun group, and you're really going to enjoy coming on over here. And now they've made the postseason, and there were a lot of people who said, I'll never come watch you again. Damn it! Okay, well, you had your chance to be upset as things changed.
And isn't this what's supposed to all be about, teams proving it? I know we've talked before about how, you know, maybe other teams in town necessarily in given year had high expectations but didn't really earn that love, that devotion. This team's earned it. Like, now you know that they've already earned the division. They've already earned that crown. They've gone out and done it. So they've overachieved and they've done it. Isn't there something to be said for earning your respect? And the way they play, too. Like, there are other teams that make it easy. Hey, they just hit home runs. And then, yeah, you want to go out and see those guys. No, you didn't know a lot of these players' names. A casual baseball fan in this town did not know any of these players outside of Jose Ramirez and Shane Bieber. I feel like they've earned it. So I'm very curious to see if there is a sea change in this town immediately now. Because now they've earned it. Like, you know that they've gone out and done what we've had so many teams in this town, what we have hoped that they would do and thought that they could do and haven't done it. They've done it.
216-578-0092. Josh in Elyria, you're next up on the Fan.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi.
It's a great weekend in Cleveland, but I need people to understand. I already support the team. I never left. I support the team with my tax dollars. Okay? The whole reason for this name change was to deflect from the fact
that you live in Lorain County.
Yes, but I work in Cleveland.
Ah.
I work in Cleveland. I party in Cleveland. I play in Cleveland. So, yes, my tax dollars do go to this. But if you want me to get back in the seats, these guys are putting out the product. They are winning. They are proven winners. They're four games ahead. You want me to go back into the seats and pay in one of the more expensive parks for the market to the 27th highest payroll in Major League Baseball then I want to see Paul Dolan break out the billfold and pay out the players.
All right, what if they win this year? What if they win it all this year?
If they win it all, then yes. But by all means, I need Paul Dolan to break out that billfold and pay for these
players. But I'm saying, what if they win it all? What if they win it all this year? What if they win it all this year? They would have these guys under contract for the most part. What if they win it all this year? What if they win it all? Or are you going? Because that would go right in the face of everything that we've all complained about since the Dolans have owned the club in 2000.
If they win it all, I'm going to be out in the streets with everybody else, you know. But I want to see that from the Dolans. These guys have been putting out the product. They have been producing with no one watching. Pay the players.
Okay.
Prove that you are not the cheapskates that just changed the name to deflect from the fact that you were trying to get all this money to renovate the stadium and you didn't want to pay for it. I need that proof. I love the team. I never left. But I can't stand the Dolans. And
but Josh, why is it that there seems to be a caveat in baseball? I want you to respond to this because this does come up. And I have not been – there have been so many off seasons. I've been like, really? This is it? You want us to support you and this is what you do? And, of course, they end up and they go out and win. They've won more games in the American League. But why is it that in baseball we not only want them to win, but we have the caveat you have to do it the way we want it to be, which is it has to be with certain free agents that you sign in the offseason? Why is it we don't do that in other sports? If the teams just win in other sports, we love it.
I think it's the trauma of in Cleveland, at least. This is just my own personal thing. I'm still not over 2016. You know, we went through all that and we came up dry. But again, my beef isn't with the players. My beef is with the Dolans. I'm just trying to figure out. And I want to, for instance, it takes $200 for a family of four to go to your average baseball game, between the seats, the food, and all of that. Okay. Most times in Cleveland, you're going and you're dropping that kind of cash to watch somebody lose. In that, it's not the case this year. It's certainly not the case this year, but. You know, we're used to that sticker shock and that trauma. And I think, you know, as a fan who
puts
hard-earned money into it, I've got to have some return on investment, and I don't want to pay the Dolans. I want to pay the players.
We're kind of getting in the weeds a little bit here, Josh. Thank you very much for the call. I don't want to do it too much, and I'm not trying to beat up on Josh too much about it. It's if the Guardians win the World Series, then the entire – you're going to have a very awkward conversation in baseball because clearly the players around Major League Baseball hate the Guardians. Go back to the conversation that was happening before the season started. Okay? The players hate the Guardians.
Hate the Guardians' ownership.
They don't hate the players. They hate the Guardians' ownership. They've mentioned it by name. Dallas Keuchel mentioned them by name because of they don't pay very well. AJ Hinch mentioned them because they don't pay very well. And they go out and they outproduce basically everybody in baseball year by year by year. They'll win the World Series, but they outproduce. If they actually win the World Series, they know Buster only extols the virtues of the Cleveland Guardians every single chance he gets. And so do a lot of other baseball writers. Because it does. It's a winning ball club that does keep you, if you're a baseball fan, they keep you interested the entire year for the most part. And they do sound work. And if they win the whole thing, I think it hurts the other clubs, it hurts the other teams and how they're formed. To the regular fan, I want to know what it actually means to them. And this is not a conversation that really pertains to what we're talking about right now, but this is a conversation that happens after the year. All right, we've been able to use the excuse of you're not paying them, you're not paying them, you're not paying them. Okay, well, what they do clearly works. And now there would be hardware where it actually works. For the first time in 75 years, there's a trophy in the case. What do we say now? What do I actually say now because the thing worked? So what would I do then? That's a conversation I can't really have now. Well, we're going into October.
What I don't understand.
We just won the Central, and we've won the Central before.
Yeah, what I don't get is the thought that, well, they let us down in 2016, which was an amazing season that I will remember forever. We still talk about the Rajay Davis home run in a losing effort. I'll be able to tell. I'll probably be too old for grandkids at that point. But if I did have grandkids, I'll be telling them about 2016 and how special a season, even though they lost. And we've had other losing, you know, heartbreak seasons for Cleveland sports teams. But why does that mean that you wouldn't come back out and support them because you felt burned by them? Would we do that with the Browns? The Browns went to the AFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl and lost. We wouldn't lose fans for the Browns. That would only make fans hungrier. Why wouldn't that make the baseball fans hungrier? I don't get that.
I don't know either. Let me get to JJ. No, hold off on JJ. 216-578-0092. Going to get to you guys coming up next. People are packed. Obviously, passions are running high. Daryl in just about an hour. Also, at some point, we got to get to those Aaron Judge cut-ins. I saw something yesterday during the NFL that has nothing to do with any of the play on the field, where I was watching both CBS and Fox. That was very, very sad. That's something I got to get to before the end of this show. And it's not just good. It could be the best we've ever seen. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cal Quantrill, of your divisional champion, your central division champion, Cleveland Guardians, ladies and gentlemen. What, Zach Meisel will be joining us?
9:20. Yeah.
9:20 today. He was in the locker room, in the clubhouse,
I believe.
So, yeah. So we'll talk about him. He got a contact high from the alcohol. Does that happen? Because I'm sure the reporters...
I think champagne seeps into your bloodstream.
Yeah, there's no way any of the reporters were sober. Audio courtesy of Bally's Sports, Great Lakes. No way any of the reporters were sober who were in that clubhouse yesterday, right? Paul Hoynes, I saw he got doused.
Well, they got Hoynesy with the booze, eh?
I saw Dre. I think they basically splashed him before anybody else.
Yes.
I think he might have taken off in the clubhouse to be a part of that.
I think you do, if you're Andre, you go and do like you did when you were a kid for the pool. Go take the cold shower first so it's not so bad. Get absolutely soaked and get ready to go.
I think that would be so much fun. In the past, I could say a younger Anthony Lima had at times been like, really? We're celebrating the wild card. I remember they would clinch the wild card, and I'd be like, we're celebrating this like crazy. And now older, more wisdom, more perspective, Anthony Lima is like, hell yeah. Play 162. They still got 9 games left. That would have been an absolute party for me, no doubt. I'm so excited for those guys.
They didn't seem to be going too crazy on the field.
No.
In the clubhouse, they whooped it up. But on the field, I didn't think, like, they weren't jumping on each other and going nuts on the field. They were, hello, congratulations to you, and congratulations to you as well on the field. And then in the clubhouse, they really let loose, which was fun. It was nice to see everything in the clubhouse. Good for them. 216-578-0092. I sound like good for them. Like that, I don't mean to say good for them. Like, oh, hey, good for them. No, it's a fantastic moment for everybody involved. Glad to see that the fans were there at the airport, which some people sent us some pictures of them at the airport with them and their families. So it was good to see that. And, yeah, postseason starts 7th, 8th, 9th next week. At the end of the next week will be right now Seattle would be coming to town. But we'll see, because if they beat up on Tampa and Seattle starts winning some games here, then it might end up being Tampa that would be in town coming up next week.
And they've struggled against Seattle. They've only played Tampa, I think, three times so far this year and won two of them. But against Seattle, they're 1-6, I believe, and it did not look like good matchups for them. Now, who knows? Seems like we're already a different team. Even though that wasn't that long ago.
Well, that was that Seattle series, the last Seattle series, and I believe they played the Orioles as well right around then and were horrible.
And I thought that was the beginning of the end. I'll be honest, I did.
They grew the division lead to 10 games.
So they ran away with it. So maybe that was exactly what they needed to wake up.
An eye-opener type of situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in a begging mode right now. Because right now they're full, and I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. Because I want to get to the Francona coaching job. We might do that around 7:45. I'm in a begging mode because I do not want to get into fan shaming coming up after next weekend. Like, I don't want to come in on the 10th and get into fan shaming because the first game's on Friday and I'll be out that Friday. So I don't know exactly what it's going to look like on the 7th. And either way, the game's going to start after you and I are on air. So I don't know what it's going to look like on the 7th, but I don't want to come in on that next Monday on the 10th and go, geez, here we go. And like have like empty sections and the yelling and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if I want to do that because you know that's going to be a big topic of conversation. Like, I know that people were upset about the name change. And Lyme and I are on record. We didn't want to change the name. We wish they could have done something together to keep the name. We know that there was nothing they were going to do. And at the end, there was nothing they could do and they changed the name. And I think they found the least, to me, when they were going to change the name, the least upsetting name they could change the name to. So it was fine. Everything else, I mean, the rollout of the new stuff and the sign that fell and everything, it turned into something that was pretty ugly over the course of it. And there were a lot of bad things to look at. But the team playing so well, I think it's really changed some things. And we're all sports fans here. The first name on the jersey's Cleveland. So I think right now, a lot of folks, if you're stuck in your crawl right now, you're at a major crossroads with yourself. Where depending on what this team does, I don't know if you're coming back. I really don't. I mean, if you're stuck in your ways, okay, but I just don't know if you're coming back. Like that might just be it.
I mean, I just separate the team from everything else. Just separate these guys. How can you, as a fan, watch what these guys are doing? Watch how envious all these other teams and all these other announcers and probably front offices are of what the players that we have and how young they are and how this nucleus is like. They're not a year early, Kenny. They seem like they're 2 years early. And that never happens in sports. This is such a rarity. Look at those guys and then try to tell me that you're holding the Dolans against them. Like, it makes no sense. Why not be mad about the payroll, be mad about the name change, but love these players and how they are overachieving every night out. They are thrilling to watch. Does anybody run the bases? I know that's a lost art in Major League Baseball. Does anybody run the bases like these guys do?
Well,
and
nobody,
create the havoc?
Nobody makes contact like this team.
And make contact, exactly right.
The way that they're making contact, they aren't doing, and I believe it was Kwan who brought up in the postgame yesterday, he said, we're not doing what every other team is doing. We're almost doing, you know, what baseball was in the 80s, is they're not hitting home runs. They're making contact. And then Kwan had a grand slam yesterday, his first. But they're making contact, getting on base, and when they get on base, they're forcing runners into scoring position and scoring off that.
I would have given Stephen Kwan his ball back if they would have given me season tickets for the rest of my life. 216-578-0092.
Well, luckily for him, it bounced off the guardrail and they just threw it in.
Tony in Mansfield. Hello, Tony.
Hey, good morning. How you doing today?
We're doing okay, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, very casual fan, but yeah, I mean, good. I mean,
I am so proud of the Guardians this morning. Again, casual fan, but it's really getting old as a Cleveland sports fan in general. Just the excuses to not fill up the seats. I mean, okay, if they're pricey, I understand. But as far as putting on the Dolans, it's like, you know, kind of like the old saying, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? You know what I mean? Like, they figured out a way to do it without having to, you know, open the bank up. Now, I do understand to a certain degree that, you know, you might lose some fans because of, you know, not locking the players down. You don't really have those star players, you know, like you hear the Lindors. Obviously, we have Ramirez, but, you know what I mean? It just kind of – I can see where some fans are, but, I mean, we just want an ALC. Like, what are we doing? Like, stop making excuses for not liking this team or wanting to root for this team. It's just – it's terrible being a Cleveland sports fan.
Tony, thank you very much for the
call. I know there have been some people that have talked about how even after 2016, like they said, the Guardians, their window was closed earlier than it had to because they didn't want to pay guys. But that's part of how they keep their windows so frequent. That is. I mean, and then the Clevenger deal, the Kluber deal, when you think the Bauer deal, all those deals help them get back into a new window, and that's where they're at, and they are just at the start. They're not even supposed to be in this window yet. That is what is crazy, and imagine if they win some playoff games. Imagine if they win a series or two, what we are talking about this team going into next year.
You get to Scott in Cleveland. Scott, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Scott.
I hope Josh called in just a few callers ago is still listening here. He has to be off his rocker for thinking that he's not going to the ballpark, because more often than not, when he shows up, he's wasting his money with the Guardians' loss. The Guardians have a winning record in 9 out of 10 seasons that have happened so far. In the last decade, 9 out of 10 seasons. How can he be blaming not showing up to the stadium on banking on them having a loss? It's time for these fans, they're not fans, it's time for these people to stop blaming their lack of showing up on the bandwagon on the Dolans, on the team, on everyone else.
Well, Scott, what guys are, Scott, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29, all right, I'm 7 years older than you. Guys, and I would say our age group, but 7 years is a difference. In my age group and your age group and guys even a little bit older than me, what we don't want to say, we don't want to understand, is that when I really started watching them, they were right still at the tail end of the old stadium before they got into the new stadium. Last couple of years into the new stadium, right? So there would be.
Sure.
I remember going to a game when they were still the California Angels. They lost 2-1. We got down right behind third baseline. I thought my uncle was a high roller. I didn't realize they just let you sit anywhere you wanted to. And there were like 3,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium at that time, Scott. I didn't realize it then. Historically, it's never been a high-drawing attendance market for baseball. It just never
exactly.
has. Basketball,
exactly.
And Terry Pluto, the great historian, can tell you, we've always done pretty well with basketball here. Like Pittsburgh's never done overwhelmingly great with baseball, but with hockey, they've done pretty well. And it's just it's part of what it does. And I think we look for our own little reasons to make grandiose statements based on attendance here, where it's like, hey, I know that they gotta come later in the season, but eventually they hopefully this year they show up, but eventually they do show up. And there are fans that are bigger Cavs fans than they are other sports. They're bigger fans that are Indians fans or Guardians fans, and there are other sports, and yeah, it might irk them a little bit that they're going to more Browns games or wherever.
No, I just think that they just need to own it. I think that they need to just accept the fact that they're not showing up and let it be that, as opposed to saying, oh, well, if and when and why. Just own it. Stop making excuses to try and make yourself feel better for not showing up.
A guy, Mike, on Twitter, and thank you for the call, Scott, he had said, the people that are okay with the name change, and then in parentheses he put your buddy's tone, even though I said I was okay with the name change, should fill a stadium. Lotus attendance since 1991. We're making our point, win or lose. I watch every game, but I'm not supporting the Dolans or Major League Baseball. I said, all right, so what was the point being made in 2019 or any of the other years? What is the statement that you were making in 2019 when they were still called the Indians? They were, what, 22nd in overall attendance? I think when we do the average, they might have been 21st. Did they win the Central Division in 2019?
They did not. They didn't win the Central.
They didn't win the Central in 2019.
No.
Okay, so in 2016, where were they in overall attendance? I'm serious. Were they middle of the pack in overall attendance in 2016? I mean, do we want to do this the day after they win the Central? Probably not. But I mean, we're saying, well, we're making this statement. Okay, yes, a few thousand people aren't going to the game. We knew that there was going to be a hit. I get that. But already, what we're saying is you went from 17, 18, 19,000 to 14,000. Mm-hmm. It was already low.
Yeah, they have one of the lowest season ticket fan bases
all
of baseball.
Mm-hmm. Bad's
that's
bad.
That's been that way.
Yes. So what I'm pointing out, or what I'm hoping for, is like, listen, it's not going back. It's not going to change back. There's about a 4,000 person difference. I'm guessing right off the top of my head, talking to you live right now, Tone. Where can we get that number up, or can we just, hey, you know what? The front of the name ain't changing. Cleveland's not changing. Can we just all be cool about it? They're a good ball club. Terry Francona's still there. I shudder to think what this team would be if they didn't have Terry Francona. I'm dead serious about that. If they didn't have strong leadership at the beginning of it with such a young baseball team, everybody says the youngest team in professional baseball, they might be worse than the Oakland A's for all we know.
I've got attendance for AL only here, but 2016, they were 13th out of 15. This year, they're 13th out of 15.
Right. So.
2017, you did see a rise. They went up to 11th, then the following 2 years, 9th and 9th, and then the COVID year, when no one was allowed to go, they were fourth somehow.
Okay. Well, because we were one of the states that actually allowed a couple people in.
For that playoff run that they actually got to play a playoff game.
Yeah. Because what even at the Browns, what were you allowed, like 12-5 at First Energy or something like that? Yeah. Let me get to Eric in Akron real quick. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Good morning. This is my desperate plea to get somebody to pick up the drum again. Like, I understand Adams had some health issues. He can't do it anymore. How do we get somebody to pick up the drum? Because truly, it just doesn't feel like Cleveland baseball without that drum. I'm a kid of the 90s. I remember watching all the playoff runs in the 90s and then 2016. That drum makes it. How do we get somebody to pick up the drum, at least for the playoff run?
Well, if it's not going to be...
I know they have video and sound.
If it's not going to be... It's got to be either... If it's
no
not going
to
be him, it's got to be Patrick Carney or someone famous.
Right.
It can't
they
just
have
be
to
any...
designate someone.
Yeah, that would be a really cool thing to do for every playoff game, is have somebody come in and do that. I think that would be a great promotion. The problem is, just like so many businesses and small businesses, because that's what they are, that's how they run it, they can't find work these days. So nobody wants to do that drum every game. That is a big commitment. I can't believe that he did that for so long, every single game, every opportunity he did. He barely missed games ever. Well, but you're right. He is synonymous with Cleveland baseball.
His drum is in bronze now out in center field.
Next.
I think they'll do something fun. I think they will.
Just good. It's quite possibly the best we've ever seen. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Great Lakes. Podcast coming up tomorrow after the show. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. It's called The Emerging Podcast Scene. You can hear it at 92.3thefan.com or live 92.3 The Fan Extra, usually at about 10:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now that that's done, what song was that in the background?
I don't know.
What song was that? Play that again, if we can. Are you familiar with that?
No. No.
That's not what you're playing at night?
No, not right now.
For Baby Lima?
Oh, that's some good stuff. That sounds like fun. That sounds like a place I want to be. Just pointing it out. Back in town tomorrow. Technically, they're back in town today.
Yeah, they had the parade, They had the people over at the airport last night. We're there to watch them.
Is this the best coaching job in Cleveland in the history of professional sports?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they haven't done anything in the postseason, which is how we're going to – unfortunately, that's just the way it works in sports, well, is that's – you know, so many people remember how the Cavs flamed out at the end of last year.
In baseball with all the games.
Well, that's the problem. Owen, the one thing, the only thing, they've been a victim of their own success, this team, because going to the playoffs is not considered by some fans in this town that big of a deal anymore, because they've done it, because they have been so successful in getting to the postseason. You know, it's compare that to the NFL, even though they've expanded the postseason now to 7 teams, where if this Browns team makes the playoffs, especially with Jacoby Brissett as the quarterback for 11 of the games, you know, they're going to want a parade. Will they not?
I would imagine.
Baseball, it just hasn't worked that way nearly as much.
Someone said the song was Duke Dumont, Red Light, Green Light. Get it ready.
Yep.
Put the green light on that song. Hey, I want to know, is this the best in Cleveland history? Like, people immediately say Paul Brown, and I know, championships. You always need great players.
I never saw any of that, so if we can keep it to things I've actually seen. I mean,
now that's this hell of a point. Well, hold on here.
Of the teams that I have seen in this town, this has got to be right up there. Now, I still think 2016 going to Game 7 of the World Series, that was an amazing, amazing coaching job, managerial
Francona,
job.
You had Corey Kluber.
Mm-hmm. The way he wrote his pitchers. Names.
You made moves in the you made moves at the trade deadline.
I'll still go with that one, though, because. Yeah, absolutely. The way that they used Andrew Miller, the way that he used his pitchers, especially considering he didn't have Trevor Bauer, they were really banged up pitching-wise, and yet they got to Game 7 of the World Series. So I'll still say that, but this is right. This has been very impressive.
I mean, Aaron Civale could jump in my house and fart my dinner tonight. And I go, who is this man? Get out of my home. Like, I think a lot of people would do that. Like, how many Cleveland Guardians walking down the street would people be able to tell out of a lineup?
Yeah, not many of them at all.
Jose, yes, and the manager.
And I said Bieber. I think a lot of people would.
Tristan McKenzie's there.
Yeah.
McKenzie's there?
Yeah.
Sure?
Just because he has such a unique baseball look.
He's thin. He's very
thin.
That's
why. That's what I mean by unique.
Owen Miller?
Nope.
No. 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 Not at all. Owen Miller, he looks like an 11th grade math teacher right now at Bay Village High School. I don't care what anybody says.
Hey, it's good work if you can get it.
All right.
We'll put in a good review for you.
You all know damn well what they all look like. Austin Hedges is a good-looking man. He's a good-looking guy. Maybe Austin Hedges. Am I right or wrong? Maybe him. Nobody knows who these guys are except for one of them. I mean, like three of them. Out of 27, that's not a very good number.
Maybe Naylor. Maybe.
The Browns wear helmets and people pick them out all over the place. You can't go to a Giant Eagle if you're Joel Bitonio. Mm. And he's an offensive lineman. So I think what Terry Francona's done, and not just, and listen, it's a regular season still, but think about everything else. The name did change. We got a bunch of people. I mean, they are fighting for phone lines right now to try to call up and complain about that. So you got a name change. You have the ownership where people are fighting over that. You have what they're willing to spend, what they're not willing to spend. You had this whole cycle of 2 years, and you are in, even though it's at Cleveland, it probably is. I hate being this way, but maybe to some it's the third team in town. It's not. The number one, it still should be somewhat of an equal share, but to a lot it's not. All right, and I'd be sitting here lying to everybody if I acted like it was. So you got to get over certain humps. I think he has. I think that he's helped them. If it were a lot of other managers who a lot of us don't know and who could walk in here and punch us all in the face, we wouldn't know who they were. I think they'd probably be, they might be somewhat competitive, but they wouldn't be leading the division. Well, Ken, it's the worst division in baseball. Okay, they still wouldn't be leading the worst division in baseball. Mm. They wouldn't be leading the worst division in baseball. They're the youngest team in baseball, and they wouldn't be leading it. They would not be leading the White Sox in the worst division in baseball that everybody says. I think it's a remarkable job, arguably the best that's been done in Cleveland.
Yeah, the only thing I'm trying to
and
go
if
back.
You're, if you're holding to the unfair. Modern era, absolutely the modern era.
Yeah, the reason 2016 is because not that that team didn't by the end of the year have some star power. I mean, Andrew Miller was just absolutely incredible. But how Tito managed that team, they had the injuries. Remember, they did not have, I think Michael Brantley might have played handful of games that year. He was out. Yan Gomes got injured. Salazar Carrasco and then Bauer got injured. That's why I will put, and they got to the game seven of the World Series. So not only did they win 90-plus games.
And that was not Lindor mythical being. That was the beginning of Lindor. That was the beginning of Ramirez.
I still think that team was much better this team.
Well, they obviously were better, but I also think that they were not expected to go to the World Series and to go as far as they did.
216-578-0092. Am I crazy or am I right? Daryl Ryder, 820, you guys next. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,